Can you hear me? Okay. So today I'm going to talk about a project that we started more or less this summer, which is FRR Kubernetes. Some quick words about me. I'm Federico. I work for this networking team at Red Hat in charge of making the OpenShift platform suitable for telco workloads. And because of that, I managed to touch many network-related projects, the SRV operator, some CNI plugins, our primary CNI, and lately MetaLB, which I'm currently maintaining. My handles are FedePaul for Mastodon, Twitter, and Gmail. If you need to reach me out, ask questions, I will try to answer. So it's funny because this talk has something to do with a talk that I gave last year here at FOSDEM, where I presented how we in MetaLB replaced the native Go BGP implementation with FRR. And first of all, what is FRR? FRR is a Linux Internet Routing Protocol suite, implements a lot of protocols, is very stable and super supported, and supports BGP and BFD, which were a couple of protocols that we were interested into. What is MetaLB? Is anyone using MetaLB? Oh, nice. So I'm the one to blame if something is not working. MetaLB is the load balancer implementation for bare metal Kubernetes cluster using standard routing protocols, including BGP. BGP allows us to announce our load balancer services across our network. If you are using Kubernetes on bare metal and you need to expose your application, there is a good chance that you need something like MetaLB. It's not the only alternative, but it's the one that I maintain. This is more or less the architecture. We have the Kubernetes API on one side expressed in terms of services and MetaLB configuration. We have some code that takes all these resources, munched them together, and produces an FRR configuration that an FRR sidecar container processes and then handles the BGP implementation. And last year, in this very conference, I got this question. Can I run MetaLB together my FRR instance on the cluster nodes? And this is something that I keep hearing a lot. And not only that, like what I keep hearing is, hey, but now inside MetaLB you have FRR, so you can also do this and this and this and this. And I keep saying no, because MetaLB is about announcing services, not, for example, about receiving routes and injecting them to the node, which is one common a common request. And why is that? On the cloud, everything is easy. You have one single interface to the node, one default gateway. You get the client wants to hit your load balancer service, get to the node, enters the CNI, goes to the pod replies, and then the reply goes to the node, and then exit to the default gateway, and reach the client. All is good. But on bare metal, we have users that want to have different networks for different class of traffics, for example, and you have the clients that are not on the same subnet. So what is happening in this scenario is that you have your client that reaches your secondary network, and guess what? The traffic will try to exit via the default gateway and will not reach your client. Or even worse, you will be beaten by RPF and you'll have a bad time trying to debug it. I've been there a couple of times. So this was more or less the request. How can I have something that is able to configure FRR running on my node together with MetaLB? And there were a few alternatives. The easiest one, at least the easier for me, was run two FRR instances on the node. So I don't have to do anything on MetaLB. The user can configure its own FRR instance, but that comes with a few issues. You have duplicate sessions, you have duplicate resources consumed on the node. You have to use custom ports to let the router know how to connect to MetaLB and how to connect to those custom ports, to the other FRR. The other option is using two FRR instances in cascade. This might work. But FRR wasn't able to peer with localhost until a recent release. It limits the flexibility of MetaLB because MetaLB has a lot of per node configuration knob. You can say, I want to peer to this BGP peer only from this subset of node. And in this case, this will affect only this session, which is useless. And also, what about the BFD implementation in MetaLB? It will establish BFD only through this path. So the next one, which is the one that I'm going to talk about today, is to have a shared instance between MetaLB and the rest of the world. So the extra configuration can scale. We can have something that is distributed across all the nodes. We don't waste resources because across the same BGP session towards the router, we can do what MetaLB needs to do, but also other stuff. The cons were, this was a lot of work, and getting the right API was tricky. It wasn't clear how to handle conflicts, how to merge all this stuff together. But eventually, this became a design proposal in MetaLB, and it converged, and we started working on it. And this is how this new project was born. It's a Kubernetes-based daemon set that exposes a very limited subset of the FRR API in a Kubernetes-compliant manner. I wrote this description, so it's nice. This is the new architecture of the new thing. It's basically we stole what we had in MetaLB. We have this new FRR configuration resource, and it does basically what I already described about MetaLB before. But now we have a different API and a different way to configure this thing. How to deploy it? It can be deployed as standalone thing, and this is something that I want to stress. You can use it together with MetaLB, and we just released a MetaLB version that uses this one as a backend, but you can also deploy it as a standalone component. So you can use it for your own purposes, regardless of the fact that you are using MetaLB or not. Now I want to talk a bit about the API. There was a good amount of discussion on this because, like, we were not sure whether we should have exposed the raw FRR configuration to the external world or having something that was higher level. Because there were some issues in this. How do we merge configurations? How do we allow two configurations produced by two different actors to become the same FRR configuration? How to intercept the configuration conflicts. If it was the raw configuration, that would be a royal mess. And also, the way MetaLB configures FRR is very opinionated. It gives some certain names to route maps. It gives some certain names to prefix lists. And if we wanted to extend that with a raw configuration, that would have become part of the API, and it would have been something that we couldn't change. So eventually, we ended up with something high level in terms of CRD, which is FRR configuration. And this is how a configuration looks like. It has a BGP section in the spec because we are anticipating that we might need other protocols. We have a router section. We support multiple routers, but they need to live in different Linux VRFs. We can configure the neighbors, and we can say what prefixes we want to advertise or to receive from those neighbors. And this is how advertising looks like. We can say, I want to advertise all the prefixes that I configured in my router or only a subset of them. And the same is more or less for the receiving part. We can say, from this peer, I want to receive only the prefixes that are matching this selector. Or we can say, I want to receive all of them. And we have a node selector, so you can say this specific configuration applies only to a subset of the nodes, which is always useful. And of course, because we know that there will be a lot of configuration that we don't cover, we also allow for experimenting or for covering special needs RO configuration, and there is a priority field where basically this gets appended to what is rendered inside the configuration from the API. And of course, we have BFD, communities, local preferences, and all the stuff that MetaLAB is currently exposing. It's covered in this API. And now I'm going to talk a bit about how multiple configurations are merged, because this was a pain point. You have multiple actors throwing configurations at the cluster, and those needs to be merged together in order to produce one single FRR configuration. And there were some guiding principles into this. We wanted a given configuration to be self-contained, meaning that you can have like prefixes on one side and saying that you want to advertise those prefixes on another resource. A configuration can only add to an existing one, meaning that you can add neighbors, but you can't say, I want to remove this neighbor, apply it by this other configuration, because that would steal the work to other actors. And a more permissive configuration can override a less permissive one, meaning that if you have receive none, you can have receive some, or a receive all will override the receive some. And this is how we can merge two different configurations. We have one neighbor on one side, we have two neighbors on the other. These two configurations are compatible. And then on one side we advertise only a set of prefixes, and on the other side we advertise all of them. And these are two compatible configurations that can be merged together. Another thing is you apply all the configuration and nothing is working. It happens a lot. And we have validation webhooks, but given that the configuration is composed by multiple configurations, we know how Kubernetes work, and some things might slip. So we are exposing a status. We have three fields. One is the last conversion result, which means that if you have multiple incompatible configuration that makes to the controller, conversion will fail, this is where you will see the error. This is the status of FRR loading the generated configuration, and this is the configuration running inside FRR. So it's something that can be used to inspect the status of the thing. With MetaLLB, again, now with this new implementation, we have the same Kubernetes API on one side. MetaLLB will generate an FRR configuration. It's going to be read by this new daemon, which will talk to the router. And this is how a MetaLLB configuration gets translated into this new one. We have the routers, we have the neighbors, and we have a selector. So each speaker will generate a configuration for the node where it's running on. This is what I just said. And this is when we add the service. So we'll start advertising those prefixes related to the load balancer service, and things eventually will work. And of course, this is something that can be expanded, providing your own FRR configuration that gets merged to the one generated by MetaLLB. I have a very quick demo. It's my first time on a live demo, so fingers crossed. Very quickly, the demo environment is a kind cluster. We have the demo running on each node. We have an external FRR container that represents more or less the external router. And now I'm going to... Okay, so here I have the kind cluster and a bunch of configuration. We have here the external container. It's peered, or it will want to peer with each of the cluster nodes, and also it will try to advertise a couple of prefixes. And I can go on the configuration side and look at this. This is what I just stated. We want to advertise only one prefix. I'm gonna apply it and hope. The session is up with the whole three nodes, and we have the prefix, the single prefix advertised by the three nodes. And now I can look at this other one, which says advertise all, and I can apply directly. And it's going to be merged, hopefully, to the other one. And then now we have two prefixes advertised. So it's working. We have CI, so it shouldn't be a surprise. Now I can do something for on the receiving side. Here we want only one service out of the two that the external container is publishing. And this is a session inside the node. And eventually, here we have the last one is the route that is published by the external container. What else can I show? I have 5 minutes. I can do this. So this is a pod running into the node, and if I try to ping it from outside, it's not going to work. But for example, what I can do is try to put that prefix pressure, and it pings. So again, another nice example. Thank you. Okay. So I also have other examples, but I think I stressed my luck already enough. And we have still 5 minutes. Okay, so what's next? The reality is I don't know what's next. FRR provides a lot of opportunities. This is more or less a subset of what MetaLB offers, plus something that was asked by a lot of MetaLB users. But of course, you can come and provide feedback, suggest new features, open issues, or even contributing to the project, hopefully. The good thing is we have a framework that we can expand and grow on implementing new FRR features. A few resources. We try to keep the documentation aligned. So we have an upstream README. We have the MetaLB documentation. There is the MetaLB channel on the Kubernetes Slack, which is where I live daily. And of course, the FRR community is super vibrant, super helpful, and always open to provide feedback and give help to us. And with that, if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. Why did you keep using the FRR configuration file, which are quite painful to merge, as you said, instead of using the northbound APIs?
Can you raise your voice a bit?
Why? Is it better?
Yeah.
Why do you use the FRR configuration files, which are, as you said, quite easy to merge, instead of using the northbound APIs, which have a netconf?
Because at the time, that was declared as experimental. I don't know if things changed in the meantime. But like, okay, so then we can, okay, yeah. But like we had all this mess already in place, so it was easy at the time to recycle it. But yeah, if there is a proper API, I'd be happy to start moving to that. Thank you.
Any other question? No? Okay, thank you.